Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. That spirit in the sky. It's kind of like me, right? Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Coming right at you from the satellite. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Faith Whittier as part of our world. She's a board-certified doctor, medical doctor, and holding forth in the great state of Texas, and just a smart lady. Dr. Faith, what you're doing with technology to help bring the medical world into the digital age with your blockchain work, I know you're leading the blockchain alliance there in the Houston area, which is just awesome. We're talking about the supply chain issues. Eventually, we're going to want our vaccines to be blockchain, aren't we? So we know that where they came from and that they're good. People are going to want their records to be on blockchain so they can possess them and give them to whoever they want to. All of that, right? This is where we need to be going, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you highlighted some really great use cases that blockchain, I think, will kind of lead the way in security. And one of the things that you mentioned, supply chain. So, you know, this has been something that we've really struggled with in the medical field for quite some time. You know, it's one thing to get a knockoff bag, you know, that wasn't, you know, authentic. Right. But, you know, when you're talking about medication, and countless injuries and deaths. We even know with the pandemic, there were shipments of fake N95 masks.
Wow.
So trying to...
Which would not happen, folks, under a blockchain, because it would be the ledger, the distributed ledger that is the foundation of blockchain, would prevent you. If you couldn't verify it with a blockchain, it would be a bad dose or a bad order.
Exactly. So the immutable tracing of using blockchain technology will allow us to, you know, safely, you know, ship supplies from the supply all the way to the receiver, and if there is a problem in that supply chain, being able to accurately, you know, pinpoint where the problem is,
right,
before, you know, countless other people might be injured by such things. So I'm really excited about that. I'm also excited about the ability of patients to become more empowered with their medical records, to own their own medical records on the blockchain. But as most people know, their medical records are siloed in their doctor's offices. They really don't have access to them. And that's really problematic, you know, during times of, you know, urgent care.
My father, I looked after my father and my mother, but when I was helping my dad at the end of his life, I discovered his medical records were wrong.
Had I not
demanded to see them, they would have continued to be wrong. He was getting the wrong diet.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so you're right. So that kind of ledger and the, you know, and the accuracy of the medical record, and I think giving patients that sort of autonomy over their own records to make sure that they're maintained in a certain way is going
to be
you
got them
important.
With you. If you're traveling somewhere and something happens, they don't have to transfer them from one hospital to another. You got them on your keychain or whatever, and all you got to do is, you know how to get into them. And there's another thing I wanted to mention that we've been talking about on the show here, and that's the concept of tokens, using tokens and IoT type of devices, so that for example, if you've been immunized, if you've taken the vaccine, you don't necessarily, you know, you'd have a token that verifies that you've had the shot, and you wouldn't be able to falsify that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've heard of the token economy used in various ways in sort of rewards for tracking of information and data. In terms of, I think, tracking, immunization, we really have not had a very, good system for tracking in any type of immunization.
Right.
And now, we're hearing now to travel on cruise lines, some of the airlines are going to be requiring. So now what we're talking about is mass tracking of people's immunizations.
And but we also know that people falsify, they falsify passports, for example.
Right.
And if they passport, they can falsify a vaccination record, which a token or a blockchain will prevent.
Right. So when we're thinking about immunization passport, which seems to be the new kind of buzzword, I think the technology that's going to power that is going to be blockchain for the reasons that you said, is that with that technology, you would not be able to falsify it, to tamper with it.
Right.
And so you would almost have to do that if what we're saying is that, vaccination is a requirement.
But sadly, Faith, I got to go to a break, we're not even near having the infrastructure to make that happen in the next few months or a year or so, are we? We're a long way away.
We are absolutely not. We're still handing people a paper card after the vaccine.
Hold on to that thought. Dr. Faith Whittier, ladies and gentlemen, check her out. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after this break. We're going to talk about another topic. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.